Melachim Aleph Perek Vav Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So we are talking about the paneling on the inside of the Beis Hamikdash. Vayitzav Shlomo es habayis mepinima zahav sagur. And Shlomo plated the house with fine gold from the inside. So one walking in the Kodesh would see golden walls as the entire inside of the bayis had gold plate on top of the cedar wood panels that he already put there. Zahav sagur, as we mentioned before, very expensive, very rare gold. The amount of money that this cost would have been absolutely historic, over the top, but Shlomo HaMelech spared no expense in making the Beis HaMikdash for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, I probably have said this a bunch of times, but I'll say it again. Shlomo HaMelech himself is never going to see the inside of the Kodesh again once it's absolutely completed and in use. So it's remarkable how much is being put in to a building that only the Kohanim ever get to see. I mean, that's just remarkable. How many times do people give money to causes? Buildings, Hatzalah buildings, shul buildings, good causes. But they get to see their names in great big letters on the outside or on the inside on a big plaque. Shlomo's not even going to be able to go in there after it's completed, which is truly tremendous. And he doesn't, again, put a plaque with his name on it, because this is the Beis HaMikdash. Although they're going to call it the Beis HaMikdash of Shlomo, so it's got the equivalent. But nevertheless, this is a lot of work for something that he's not going to be able to see once the Shechina is resting there. Vayaber biratukos zahav lifnei hadavir. And he bolted golden chains, biratukos zahav, golden chains, before the Devir, before either the partition or the Kodesh Kodeshim, the innermost sanctuary, Vayitzapehu Zahav, and plated it with gold. So the partition, if that's called the Devir, or it's just the wall that led into the Devir, had a doorway. And across the doorway, Shlomo affixed a golden chain, and he hung the Peroches from that. According to Rashi, the Gra, who is one of those who says that the ceiling was really 30 amos, even in the Kodesh Kodeshim, and only the separation was 20 amos, so there was a space of 10 amos of empty space between ceiling and partition. So Shlomo put gold chains from the ceiling of the Beis HaMikdash till the top of the partition wall, and hung sheets of gold on them to cover the open area between the ceiling of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Bayis, and the ceiling of the top of the Kodesh Kodeshim. So, nobody would be looking over even into the airspace of the Kodesh Kodeshim, because there were sheets of gold in front of it. Vayaber, Targum Yonasan says, means bolt. So, this was how the door to the Kodesh Kodeshim was bolted shut, by these chains, and maybe a big combination lock with a word combo in it that only the Kohen Gadol knew, if you remember back in your days in high school, with the word combination locks. The chains had, according to some, golden pomegranates hanging from them. So it's the world's most expensive and precious sukkah decoration, not to be too dismissive, chas v'shalom. They didn't actually bolt the door shut, the Ma'am Lois suggests, but rather the appearance of the chains as if they were closed. But we're going to see in the next parak that the doors to the Kodesh Kodeshim were never absolutely shut. Never locked shut, that's for certain. Some say that the chains went from the wall of the Kodesh Kodeshim all the way through the Heichal and out to the columns that stood in front, in which case they were 70 or 80 amos worth of chains. 140, 150 foot gold chain, that's worth quite a lot. Again, to use our sukkah decoration metaphor, you know, those golden things that you hang diagonally all the way across the sukkah. So some say that's what this meant. Again, so many different opinions on what it could mean. And for all we know, it could have been all of them in various ways. So just a beautiful decorative inside that Shlomo has created, The dividing wall, one major difference between this and the Mishkan, which didn't have one, it just had the Peroches dividing the Kodesh Kodeshim. So later, when Ezra brought us back from Bavel and rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, the Jews didn't know whether the wall was supposed to be part of the Kodesh Kodeshim or part of the Heichal. Where should it be on the dividing line between the greater holiness area and the lesser holiness area? So instead of a wall in the second Beis HaMikdash, they made two curtains with the space of one amma between them, which had been the thickness of the devir or the partition that Shlomo had made. So the first curtain closer to the Heichal definitely belonged to the Heichal, on that side at least, and the inner side of the second curtain in the Kodesh Kodeshim, and later in Midos it describes on Yom Kippur how the Kohen Gadol would have to walk sideways between the two curtains as he made his way through. Pasach HaBeis, Ves Kol HaBayis Sipa Zahav Atom Kol HaBoyis. The entire bias, he plated with gold until the whole bias was completed. V'chol ha-mizbeach asher la-devir tzipa zahav. And he also gold-plated the entire mizbeach of the devir with gold. So, in Divrei Hayamim, it says that David gave Shlomo 3,000 golden talents, 3,000 gold pieces from the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to plate the walls of the house. But Shlomo did everything out of gold with no silver. Some say the silver was for the rest of the rooms. The gold was for the Kodesh Kodeshim and the Heichal. But everything else, the Ulam, they could have silver. Some say that Shlomo improved on the plans David had given to him. David had planned on putting gold or silver directly on the stone walls. But with gold, that would be a problem, because if the stones got damp, as stones do sometimes secrete and absorb moisture, the gold would be ruined. So instead, Shlomo paneled the inside with cedar first to keep the moisture out and attach the gold plate to it. So David's plan to use silver had been practical because of stone, but Shlomo improved upon that by adding a layer of wood instead. Shlomo HaMelech is making a gorgeous interior to the Beis HaMikdash, and we will now move to the interior of the Kodesh Kodeshim and the Kruvim, which were a very major feature of what the Kodesh Kodeshim would contain.